We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis, joined here today by RCPD Captain Richard Fink and Brad Millington from the K-State Police Department. Obviously a busy weekend here. We've got the two ball games coming up tomorrow. The Baylor Bears taking on K-State. And so that coupled with Fake Paddy's Day celebration going on tomorrow here, going to make a busy weekend here for local law enforcement. And you know, one thing, I know I interviewed Richard earlier here this week, and we kind of talked about how people are getting more comfortable reporting things to law enforcement, and you want that to continue.
Yeah, I want people to know that they can call a police department and not expect bad things to happen. Let us know if there's, you know, specifically this weekend, if you're having a house party or something like that and things seem to be getting out of control. Don't worry about us coming there and, you know, ruining the day. Give us a call. We'll come there. We'll help thin out the crowd, help get folks moving on their way. You know, we're not if we didn't write any tickets or make any arrests tomorrow, that would be a great day for us. So you know, we really want to help people out. We want people to have a good time on this day, and so don't hesitate to call. It seems like there's a lot of people that will call their friends, call their family, and then, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, they call the police. And had they just called us sooner, we could have done a lot more and helped out.
And also, you know, a big thing here, and maybe people don't always think about is this is an event that people know about, not just here in Manhattan, but from out of town. So there's going to be a lot of people, whether they're coming in for the ball games and maybe, hey, let's go celebrate afterward, or they're just coming up here specifically to go to Fake Paddy's Day, you know, and we don't want people getting victimized.
Right. We have people coming in from out of state, out of town, and a lot of those folks are coming here to have a good time. They know people here, or they're alumni or used to live here. But there are folks that come in from out of state, out of town, that are here for the purpose of victimizing people. They might see a big house party and make their way inside and walk out with TVs and cell phones and all sorts of different things. It seems like every year, the Sunday after Fake Paddy's Day, we deal with a lot of theft and burglary reports from people having, you know, strangers in their house that they weren't even aware were in there.
Is that typical, too, for K-State police?
Ours would be more vehicle burglaries where they've parked on campus and forget to lock their doors, and then they leave their purses or stuff in there, kind of like shopping for Christmas. Put it in the trunk, get it out of sight, make sure your vehicles are locked. If you do leave your house party or something like that, make sure your house is locked so nobody gets in after you. And that, those type of things is what everybody needs to remain.
You know, that's interesting you bring up parking here. I'm kind of curious, with all the people that are going to be down in Aggieville, it's already tough enough to park. Where can people park and not park here?
Well, that's a good question. People just have to use common sense on that. There's going to be a lot more people here than there is places to park. Last year we had issues with in the neighborhoods where people were parking, you know, past the corners, on the corners. And if fire equipment or emergency equipment can't get through, those vehicles will be towed. And that's one of the things our officers are going to be specifically looking for this year is vehicles blocking the roadway. In the past, we've tried to locate owners and such, but it takes way too long. This year, if there's a vehicle blocking a roadway, we're just going to have it towed out of the way.
What about parking on campus? Well,
you're not required to have a permit on campus after 5 o'clock on Friday. But the big parking lot there by Beach Museum, it'll be filled up, and then the further north you go, the D1 parking lot over there on the west side of the old stadium, it'll get a lot of people in it and all that. So the guys will be driving through those lots, checking them and doing things like that. But there's the parking garage too, which they can park at, but they will have to pay to park there. But there's options around.
And I know there's some roads there where you're not allowed to have your car past a certain point of the time here. So you got to try to make arrangements. And with the snow coming in, I mean, that they have a potential for a real mess here with the parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking at a severe weather storm coming in Saturday night, which is going to go through Sunday morning, and you know it's just going to compound things. If the roadways are packed with cars parked alongside, the plow crews are not going to be able to get through and spread salt and plow snow. So yeah, it's it'll be interesting to see how it all works out.
Yeah, well, good luck. I really. I feel for the law enforcement here this weekend because you guys have a tall task here, and it's not an easy job. So thank you for all you guys do. Let's talk about maybe some other things here in addition to Fake Patty's Day that you have going on.
We got the St. Patrick's Day race coming up, where it'll affect some people on the day of the race, with Denison being closed down for part of the race and part of some other campus streets. So that's coming up that people need to be aware of. We'll be posting some stuff on our social media with the race route and times it'll be closed and all that's coming up here in the next week and the following week, so that information is getting out to everybody. So
very good. Yeah. Parades are a big deal for you guys in law enforcement. I know there's a lot of work that goes into putting those on.
Yeah, the parades and the runs, you know, the runs are more common. There's a lot of runs hosted here in Manhattan, so we deal with that pretty regularly. And, of course, the parades, Veterans Day parades and Christmas parades and such, that's something we can typically deal with, you know, with good scheduling, and it doesn't require a whole lot of extra resources. So we'll definitely have some extra folks out during the parade and the run, but it'll be nothing like tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and obviously we were last weekend, I know, and I don't know if you were involved in this at all, Captain Fink, but the Polar Plunge, that was last week. And law enforcement's typically involved with that here to help Special Olympics, but that sounded like that went off without a hitch.
Yeah, I was not able to attend that, but I heard it went really well. They had, I think, well over 100 participants, and it looks like they met some goals on their collection of money for the cause. And, yeah, it sounds like they had a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something else. It was really cold, so I was a little concerned last week, but it seems like we've been getting weather for just about everything. All right, well, a tall task tomorrow here. So you're going to be doing with K-State Police, Brad, you guys got the traffic enforcement here. How difficult is that going to be here with the extra people here in town?
We'll just be doing what we can to help out. And we'll take care of everything on campus. And then, as we said, the game up on Kimball and traffic post-game for the women's and men's game. And then we're kind of the sitting side of the city, so we'll be dealing with some of the pedestrian people coming through campus. And if it happens with us, we'll take care of it and do what we got to do to make a safe day for everybody.
If people are coming to the game here, do you encourage them maybe to take a certain route here? Or?
I think it's going to be one of those with the weather and everything going on. I think it's just going to – people are just going to have to be patient, take their time, and we'll help get people in and out as fast as we can. People just got to be patient because it's going to be a busy day all over town, coming into town, leaving town, and all that. So people just need to be nice to their neighbors and take it easy and be patient with everybody.
All right. Well, I don't have any other questions here unless, Dave, do you have anything you want to add here?
Tips on staying warm when you're hammered.
There you go.
Dress in layers, Dave.
Layers.
Dress in layers.
Okay. I'm not going to be – I got other obligations this weekend. That's not part of
your
what I do. But
okay.
I was just kind of curious if you know. It's not going to be fun out there this weekend, really. For a lot of respects.
I posted some stuff on our social media this morning about the cold weather coming and how to dress properly for wind chill and cold weather and different things like that. So the information's out there. People just have to take the advice and use it.
Well, it's going to be interesting, especially Saturday night when it comes down as heavy as what we're expecting. I guess what I'm hearing is 3 to 5 inches. Is that consistent with what you guys are hearing?
I saw from the National Weather Service this morning on their update is 3 to 6 or something. So it'll be interesting for everybody.
It's going to be more difficult to walk a straight line, won't it?
Probably, for some of them.
Could be. You know, exposure.
Stomp a straight line?
Uh-huh. The exposure to the cold is something that EMS does deal with on these events, and I know they have in past events. And certainly, for people that consume a lot of alcohol and find themselves out walking this late at night, it's going to be bitterly cold. The wind chill is going to be outrageous. So, I mean, it really is a situation where a person could find themselves in real trouble. So, dress warmly, of course, but really plan ahead and make sure that you have somebody you know, looking out for you. You know, have that sober friend who can keep track of where you're at and make sure you get home in one piece.
Well, you know, when you talked earlier about Uber and Lyft and the aspects that that has contributed to, I know that in some of your quarterly reports, Captain Fink, that there has been a decline in the number of DUI arrests over the last, I don't know how many quarters. But a lot of that's attributable to having, you know, access to Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, our numbers have been going down. Our officers are doing the exact same thing they've always have been doing, but our numbers are definitely going down. So that's, you know, that indicates to me that people are getting smarter. They're making use of more resources, and you know, it's what we're trying to promote as a police department: safer roads and keep people from getting hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that works well. I have a friend that was in a store that sells coats last night, and apparently somebody had just flown in from Florida, and they did not realize that Kansas was so cold. But they came here for Fake Patty's Day. And it's kind of crazy to think that someone would fly in from Florida. You would check that weather report, wouldn't you, before you flew in? Maybe they just don't sell coats in Florida.
That's a possibility.
That may be the truth.
Several years ago, I took a trip to Alaska in August, and when I left here, it was 100-some degrees. I figured it would be at least 70 in Alaska, but I had to do the same. I had to find a store and buy a coat.
Darn. Well, good luck this weekend, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, yeah. That'll do it here for In Focus here. Captain Richard Fink, Raleigh County Police Department, Brad Millington from K-State Police, thanks for being here. And, yeah, good luck this weekend. Dave, that'll do it here for In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. And we're going to be shifting studios because we have Blueville's Horticulture Hints coming up next hour here on KMAN. Program lineup after Blueville is the Rush Limbaugh Show. And then we got K-State Baseball coming up at 2:30 this afternoon. Got two games with the Cats at Fort Worth taking on, I think, University of San Francisco. And then tomorrow, go Cats and go Indians. Manhattan High Indians online tomorrow night at KMAN.
KSState Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KSState Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News.
Says no excuse or lavish praise can change that. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
The New York Times reports President Trump ordered officials to boost the security clearance for his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, over the objections of lawyers and intelligence people. Mr. Trump has said publicly he had no part in it. CBS's Paula Reed.
Top Democrats are now investigating how some officials in the White House obtained their clearances and could subpoena the White House for more information. In a statement, House Oversight Chairman Elijah Cummings wrote the committee expects full compliance with its requests as soon as possible, or it may become necessary to consider alternative means to compel compliance.
Saudi Arabia has revoked the citizenship of Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza. The U.S. has issued a $1 million bounty on him. He's powerful in al-Qaeda and has called for attacks against the United States. CBS's Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon, meantime, tells us there is a new blueprint for the future of American troops in Afghanistan.
The New York Times reports a new Pentagon plan being offered up in the peace talks would have the U.S. and its allies leaving at the same time in the next 3 to 5 years. Half of the 14,000 American troops would depart in the coming months. In the meantime, U.S. forces would shift their focus to counterterrorism missions, and the Europeans would train Afghan forces.
Well, floodwater is going down in Northern California. Two towns cut off by Russian river water should be accessible by later today. People who live there are assessing the damage.
I've been through three floods out here on the river now, and this is the largest and the fastest that I've seen.
The newest Democrat in the 2020 presidential field has a top priority.
Our country's next mission must be to rise up to the most urgent challenge of our time, defeating climate change.
68-year-old Washington Governor Jay Inslee got in the race with an online video this morning. The government says consumer spending fell in December, turning in the biggest decline, in fact, in 9 years. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 90 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 37, and the S&P 500 is up 12 points. This is CBS News.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Push button, get mortgage.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire